This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
How long? That's my question. We're going to have two topics here. First one, how long, if you're the belief and the folks who are of this belief are almost unanimous, they're white, and they're not going to be stopped. So it's a lot easier to say this. Hold on, I'm going to have a quick sip of water.
Is that from your Connecticut drinking system, Chad?
It is.
I can see why you'd want to take a break from the show
yeah.
to enjoy that.
Yeah, we all have to pause, Nims. How long would you like to see ICE, which includes stopping anyone potentially that's brown and saying, where's your driver's license? How long? This came out a little bit on one of our callers yesterday. It was absolutely passionate what he believes, and we don't agree on certain issues, and that's fine. It's part of the show. He suggested a month. How long are you in the United States of America? 3 months? 6 months? Forever. Where we would have federal agents, maybe 3,000. Maybe it's more. Who knows? Where they would go to various places. Churches, schools, businesses, restaurants, Costco, Target, casinos, you name it, and they would just approach people who aren't white and say, you, where's your ID? And then they'd have some sort of database, Dave, where it would be, the box would be checked. Check the box. Fill in the blank is fine. That is the United States of bleeping America? Where you want to live? You've got to be kidding me. Absolutely track down anybody who's a violent criminal, whether they're from Peoria, Prior Lake, or Guadalajara. And if they entered this country and they've been hiding from the law, do whatever the law says, including if it's a part of legal representation, to get them off our streets, face a trial, or face expulsion, whatever the law says, and deal with it. I'm not talking about being soft on the criminals. But I want you to tell me, as a white American, who you never, ever would face this, you're okay with this. Because no doubt they are fining some of the worst of the worst. Yes. No doubt they've also been violent a certain percentage. I don't know what it is, but it's too high. Of tackling and harassing and arresting individuals who aren't white, but they're American citizens. Because, you know, there should be a presumption of, hey, why are you asking me for my ID outside? I'm just walking down the street. That's what you want, really? That's the America we want. Just walking down the street. Okay, so that's one topic. Text me and call me. 651-461-9226. Then I want to get to a poll. And where the numbers stand on this poll from The Economist, YouGov, from just a couple days ago. Okay. Today is the 13th. This is from January 9th. About individuals and where they stand on the crime itself. Unfortunately, I think they have another poll up. So let's do this. Okay, let's get to part of this poll because there's two parts of it. Would you support or oppose abolishing ICE? 46% replied either strongly support or somewhat support. Strongly or somewhat opposed to abolishing ICE was 43%. 12% not sure. I am not for abolishing ICE. Are you for abolishing ICE, Dave?
No.
I'm absolutely not for abolishing ICE.
I'm for changing ICE tactics. I think that would be the start. But abolishment, absolutely not.
Yep. Then, another part of the question, I agree. These tactics don't work. You may believe in the pursuit of what they're trying to achieve, safety in our country. You may be in a shared opinion with me and Dave that the Biden administration fell flat on their face and let in way too many. I heard somebody with Jason yesterday, 20 million came in under Biden. We got $45 million illegal immigrants. Those are made up numbers. Another part of this poll, who should be responsible for investigating the shooting? A massive 71% of Minnesota officials should be involved in the investigation. Hell yes, Minnesota officials should be involved. That's why Joe Thompson left today. That's why five other people left the office, because he's getting pressure from the feds to only investigate Renee Good and her network, who's paying her and what she did, and not looking at Jonathan Ross. If it turns out exonerates him, fine. But Joe Thompson leaving because of that. There's another part of this poll regarding favoring filing criminal charges. 53% answered yes, 30% no in what happened. Charges involving Ross and Good. Does that poll surprise you? Because to be crystal clear on ICE, I am not in favor of abolishing ICE. I think ICE, with the right direction, the right mission, and the right training, I mean, how absurd is it that when they added more training, they went with 47 days just to match up with Trump as the 47th president? You got to be kidding me. It's all about him. Let's train him as long as they need to be trained to understand how other reasonable ICE officers would handle a situation. And if there's fault, if there's intent, if there's criminality, it's investigated. But now, so symbolically, it matches up with Donald Trump and the fact he's the 45th and 47th president. Okay. On these two topics, Woody is first up when we come back. Would you want this to last for another month, 3 months, 6 months, and you're totally fine? You're in the category where it's not going to phase you because you're white, so you're not going to be pulled over. You're okay seeing this across this country because it's happening hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times every day, going to businesses, going to other places. Show me your ID. Prove to me you're an American. Not, we have probable cause. There's a report built up on you. It's you. Show me your ID. And then if somebody forgets it, like we saw with the 17-year-old kid yesterday, Dave, and he's right outside his house, they wouldn't even let him go in. Eventually, was let go. But no, we can't let the kid, a 17-year-old kid, go in his house. That's what we want.
Might be the worst of the worst, Chad.
When we do want the violent offenders found. Let's go with calls and texts. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Lots of texts coming in. I thank you for that. If you're going to send us racist comments, that's just a line you can't cross. You can massively disagree with what I say, Dave says, anything else. But when you utter racist filth, that's a bye-bye. Before I get to the text, I do find it rather interesting that the governor of the state, who has criticized Joe Thompson multiple times, right, when he's been on the defensive about fraud, including the speculation of $9 million, that when Governor Walz says this, Joe Thompson is a principal public servant who spent more than a decade achieving justice for Minnesotans. This is a huge loss for our state. This is the latest sign that President Trump is pushing nonpartisan career professionals out of the Department of Justice and replacing them with sycophants. I agree with that. But when you're attacking the guy, when it involves you in a fraud investigation, it's going to raise a question or two, right, on your legal consistency?
It could. His response could be, I appreciate all his work. It's simply a misunderstanding, a difference of opinion on the amount of fraud we've had in this state.
Yeah.
Chad.
Yeah. Sycophants, yes, I agree. Losing high-quality individuals, yes. When he did reporting involving you, it was uncalled for, though. And even hinting at defamation, although they then pivoted when they talked to our guy, the Goose, Lou Ragoose, and said that was more towards Dan Rosen on a particular issue. To the callers on the topic at hand, when we get to Jamie at the bottom of the hour, we're not going to talk fraud for at least a segment or so. And take a break. Fraud, Renee Good, ICE, we're just going to take a break from that and get to other issues, including a couple serious issues with Jamie. Woody has called in. Woody, you're on WCC.
So I believe that ICE should be working in the state of Minnesota until all of these phony driver's licenses that the Governor Walz gave these illegal aliens have expired. Because you could be an illegal alien, get a driver's license.
Correct.
So at least you have some sort of ID.
Yep.
But have them around until those all expire.
Okay. Fair, and I came out and said there should have been a better way to handle some sort of identification than a driver's license myself. Yep. I differ with that. But let me ask you this. On what's happening right now, where at a high number every single day, and the number's only going to go up higher when we get to 3,000 members of DHS, maybe it's ICE, maybe it's Border Control, whatever it might be. Are you okay with ICE just going up to individuals without probable cause and asking them to show some level of ID, or do you think there has to be probable cause?
There needs to be probable cause, but, I mean, the government's going to do what the government wants to do. It doesn't matter.
You get to protest.
How much?
You get to speak out against it.
Big deal. You can protest.
Big deal. It matters.
It's my First Amendment rights to go and protest. We got stuck in the protest last weekend. That's 2.5 hours I'll never get back in my life.
Well, that was your decision to go to the protest, right?
We didn't go to the protest. We got stuck in it in traffic.
Yeah. But every protest isn't going to just be, we got to call Woody. Listen, if I don't want to be a part of something and I'm stuck in traffic, it annoys me too. I get it. But
yeah.
Are you willing just to say that no matter who's in charge, you know, Joe Biden before, Clinton, Obama, Reagan, whatever, they're just the federal government and we should just accept it and shouldn't see the other side push other ideas or galvanize?
So Barack Obama deported more people
reported
than
Trump
that. Has ever deported.
Reported that many times.
Did it happen?
Right. Did it happen this way? It did
no.
not. No. So
was,
so there's
still
so there's
able to do it.
There's a way to do it in a more legit legal way than this. Now we should point out a lot of what Obama did was deport at the border. But there's a better way than this, correct?
Correct. I just want to know who's protecting our border with all of these U.S. Customs agents and Department of Homeland Security being in Minnesota.
Thank you, Woody. I appreciate the phone call. The numbers still are very, very, very low. And to me, the president deserves credit for that. Mike, you're on CCO. Thank you.
Hey, Chad, listening to you and, you know, because stressing I'm a white male, and it's not going to affect me, and I'm a white male, and it's not affecting me, this immigration issue. But I'd really like to see one of the white male media or someone go out in the field and actually talk to some legal Latino immigrants and say, what is the collateral damage in effect, for lack of a better term, you're willing to accept to get rid of the real criminals, Latino-type criminals that have entered the U.S. and Minnesota. Like, where is it? Is it 10% that you're willing to?
So I'll say this. I'll say this, and then we'll go back and forth. There are many friends of mine who are Hispanic, suggesting that my Hispanic friends are willing to allow violent criminals, whether they're Hispanic, white, whatever that might be, is a heck of a prejudgment, right? There are individuals. We have a president, by the way, who pardoned violent criminals for January 6th. We have other individuals who find causes that are sympathetic to them. The overwhelming majority of my friends who are either Hispanic or not white, hold on, want violent criminals out. Yes, they do. But they shouldn't be targeted just because the color of their skin is brown and not white like us. There has to be some level of probable cause. And get all the violent criminals out of here. All for it. Let's get that filth out of here. But this is not the way to do it.
It hasn't really worked quite yet the way that ideally I think both sides would want it to work. So what I'm kind of saying is, I guess if I was a white, I'm a white male, and someone was to say, I'm going to maybe be stopped by ICE if there was some white male crime problem, I guess a lot of people have gotten to the point is, you know what, I'm willing to do that just to settle this and to solve the problem. Some people are going to have to allow that to happen. And if there was crime in my neighborhood, like there was, or supposedly, issues that needed to be addressed, I guess I'd be willing to accept that. And I guess I haven't really seen if the Latino community would be willing to do that too, to say it isn't.
Okay, let me just ask you one thing, and I'm going to let you go. Let's say you're a Hispanic individual, okay, and you want the violent criminals out, okay, and the overwhelming deal. So this person, because he's brown, now has to get stopped, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, because there are other violent criminals who have his color skin or her color skin. They just have to put up with that? Really?
Well, I don't know if they get stopped 5 or 6 times, Chad. I mean,
how do you know? But if we're going to get everybody out,
okay. I mean, could be once or twice.
Well,
I agree.
That's okay. So it's okay if people get pulled over for no reason. See, we just disagree. There's a better way to do it with the violent criminals. I appreciate calling. Call in again. Okay. Let me get to a text or two here. Joe Thompson may have done some incredible work in the past during his career, but the fact that he was appointed by Trump and the fact that he exaggerated shows he changed. He was never appointed by Trump. He was, he was named the interim because they have to have an interim. And that's what happens a lot with presidents who are Democrats or Republicans, that you keep somebody within the office, Dave, who knows the office. And by the way, there's zero proof he exaggerated the numbers. So in other words, Joe Thompson from this texter, who's clearly a lefty, is okay with Joe Thompson when selected by Andy Luger, mm-hmm. who was appointed by Biden. So he's doing good work then, but then when Trump, because he won, gets to appoint new U.S. attorneys, including some who are incredibly incompetent, okay, not qualified at all. But then because Thompson just kept doing his work, like Luger, who appointed him, praised him greatly. Wasn't like all of a sudden he turned into the Trump agenda. I mean, come on.
Seems if you're going to have an acting U.S. attorney, well, looking for the full-time replacement, you pick the guy who's been, under Andy, the lead on the biggest, most massive thing this office perhaps has ever prosecuted.
Right.
Makes sense to me.
Right now. More text. What's happening right now, Lex, basic human decency, the whole thing is disgusting. What is ICE doing to identify and remove white, violent, undocumented criminals? It's a very fair question. When Christopher Wray was the FBI director, before he didn't agree with Trump on the 2020 election, so when Trump was coming back, he knew it was time to go. It might have been the top threat he talked about within the country was the rise of white supremacy. right? So if we all want the violent criminals out, and we should, we better be looking at those violent criminals who happen to have the color skin that the two of us have. And not enough of that is being directed by Donald Trump and Stephen Miller. Are there great people within the Department of Justice and the FBI who focus on that every day? I have no doubt. Many of them may have been landed that job because they were inspired by George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump. And many of them step away from their political hat when they're in that office. But Donald Trump isn't talking about that when, sadly, we have a rise of white supremacy, including the initial GoFundMe page was touted by a lot of prominent conservative media in this town, where it said very clearly in criticizing Jacob Frey, which you're allowed to do, but it also said parenthetically, who is Jewish? What white supremacist signed up on that? And smart media types who I bet read it and then promoted it should be embarrassed that they did it. If they missed it, they missed it. I will acknowledge that. But plenty of them lecture us about what brilliant journalists they are, and you just had to read a couple paragraphs of anti-Semitic attacks. Jamie Yuccas on none of this when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.